And welcome back to the locker room. And we're going to say good morning to Kieran Hanley. Morning, Kieran. How are you going?
Not too bad, Dale.
Very, very good. Now, you've, as a local guy, interested in sport, cricket, obviously, and a bit of life saving. Other sports you play as well?
Oh, a little bit of footy, mate.
Yeah. With Rosebud or at the footy?
Yeah, Rosebud under 19.
Okay. Now, let's start off just talking about your cricket. Because how long you've been playing? You play all the underage stuff on the way through, have you?
Yeah, I started in under 10.
Under 10, right. Was that what a family interest, is it there, your family of cricketers? Or?
Just a little bit, playing at school and then wanted to go and play club cricket.
And you went to Rosebud. So any particular achievements that you felt from your junior cricket that you're quite proud of?
Yeah, just last week we won our under-18 BMCU Cup.
That was a great effort. You're in that side?
Yeah.
And was that the same side that Bobby Parslow was in?
Yeah.
And that was a great effort. I think that team went through undefeated from memory.
Yeah, we went through 7-0.
Which is really very, very good. And then, of course, you get selected in the firsts last Saturday, very first game in the firsts?
No, I started playing first 11 cricket first round after Christmas last year.
Okay, so you've played a few games, obviously, yeah?
Yeah.
But weren't quite expecting all the dramas that unfolded, Kieran, no doubt.
No, not really, just a bit of a different day at cricket.
So, take us through that. I mean, I believe you were actually playing on an adjoining ground when the incident occurred. What alerted you to the fact that there was a bit of medical emergency taking place?
Well, I heard someone run into the club room screaming, "Where's the defib?" And asking for assistance. And as a lifeguard, we've been trained to use all that sort of equipment, so I went over there. Josh Richie Crichton, the other boy that was performing CPR, another lifeguard from Gunnamatta, was getting the defib set up on Darren, and I was talking to his wife, Cindy, about what happened and if there's any medical history and stuff like that. And then by the time I reached Darren, we shocked him with the defib. And Josh did one set of 30 with his compressions, and then I took over after that.
And I believe Marie Clow, Danny Halbart's wife, was there too, and she was also assisting a bit of mouth-to-mouth, is what I'd heard.
Yeah, Marie helped me out a lot, and pretty much calmed myself down, calmed Josh down, and just assisted whenever. She took over a set of compressions, and then I went back on.
So, obviously, you mentioned you've done some life-saving. So, at Gunnamatta, you're both at Gunnamatta?
No, I'm at Rosebud McRae Life-Saving Club, just at the front beach.
Yep.
And Josh is at Gunnamatta.
So, that's part and parcel of the training. What tell us about how much training you'd actually had and whether you'd used a defrib before.
No, I've pretty much just done all my training on a doll, but, yeah.
It's a wonderful skill to have, isn't it? But Neil has suggested, I assume every lifesaver has to have training in that area.
So when you do your lifesaving, you have to do a defib training course, which is CPR as well. So that's just in the general bronze.
Mm-hmm. So what sort of certificates and medals and things have you got as a lifesaver? You've got
So I've got my bronze medallion.
Yep.
I've got other bits and pieces to it. So I've got spinal, I've got oxygen, and that's about it. I'm going for an IRB crew, but that's just a bit different.
All right. And I suppose there's a few of the old blokes in that club, like Jason Mathers and Jason Nagel and Glennie, and so they'd be pretty pleased that you've got these skills, wouldn't they? Because they're the sort of bloke you'd expect could struggle some days. I'm having a bit of a joke with them, of course, there.
Yeah.
But were they happy to leave you to do the job, Kieran? Because I presume it's one thing to have the defibrillator, you know, on site. It's another one to know. It's another thing altogether to know how to use it. And I assume other people in the club would, have received training on how to use it. But they obviously left it to you in the end.
Most of them didn't know that it was going on. They were at the main oval where our game was playing against Seaford Tigers.
Mm-hmm.
And they had no idea until I came back in the room.
Gee.
Yeah.
And the fellow, Darren, who was the fellow who had the heart condition, he's been a good mate around the club over the years, I'd have thought. You'd have known him quite well.
Yeah, so his son used to play juniors with myself and moved up to the city to play cricket in like a provincial side.
And Kieran, because you were on the spot, so to speak, was it an automatic sort of reaction that you went to Darren's aid rather than assuming someone else had it covered?
I think my training sort of kicked in and a bit of adrenaline, and then that's all I remember.
And I believe Darren's going to be at the cricket today watching.
Yeah.
That'll be good. You'll enjoy that.
Absolutely.
And was that true that in the papers they were saying that when the Ambos finally arrived, he was wondering what the heck they were doing there and ready to keep on playing just about?
Oh, he wasn't too happy about him touching him. He wanted to get back up and go for a bit of a jog.
Yeah. Wow. It's amazing, isn't it?
Absolutely.
So I assume you do your share of surf patrols. Is that the first time you've been called on to use your CPR skills in a life and death situation?
That was my first time doing CPR, but I've done other medical things.
And a little bit different to using it on the doll, no doubt.
Absolutely, and he's a bit different.
Yeah, I bet.
So it gives you a new perspective. So when you've finished, what were your thoughts over the weekend and into this week when you've had that experience that sort of make you think that you're really pleased you got involved in the life-saving side of things?
It only sort of hit me about the middle of the week, purely because I was so busy with cricket and work. And then when I had my day free, it sort of hit me a bit. But, I've got a bit of a different perspective of life now.
Now, you're about at school, you're at Rosebud Secondary College?
No, I'm at Dramana College.
You're at Dramana, so is Josh at Rosebud?
Josh is at Rosebud, yeah.
Okay, so what year are you coming up to this year?
I'm doing Year 12 VCAL.
Yep.
And hopefully getting an apprenticeship in building.
Okay. Well, that'll be good, and you should be able to get a bit of recognition for all the stuff you've done through your life saving, you'd think, that you can normally tick that off on the VCAL course.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Well, they certainly did a fantastic job, didn't they, the boys, both of them?
I suppose you've had lots of pats on the back during the week too, have you, from everybody?
Just a couple.
And I guess it says a little bit about, because I remember down at the table tennis club they installed a defibrillator and the question was always, they did train people on its use, but people come and go, drift, and they might not necessarily be there on the day and that sort of thing. So it's all very well to have all these aids, but you really need quite a few people to know how to use them, don't you?
Yeah, well, with the defibs at the moment, they're pretty much a step, it tells you step by step, it reads out what it wants you to do, and it has pictures and diagrams of what to do, and it talks you through it. So it's pretty much designed for people that don't know how to use it, but when people do, it's very easy.
Right, so look, well done to you and Josh, and obviously Marie, who was supported. It's a good story, a good positive story, and it's great that Darren's recovered and he's well, and he's going to get down and watch the cricket today. So well done, Kieran, and enjoy your cricket this afternoon.
Will do. Thank you very much, guys.
Cheers.